The state of Indiana scheduled Joseph Corcoran to die next week in its first execution since 2009. Media will not be permitted in the death chamber. As WFIU's Ethan Sandweiss reports, state lawmakers and free press organizations are voicing their objections.
A jury convicted Corcoran of killing four people in the late 90s. Indiana criminal code permits only certain people to attend his execution, including the warden, physicians, a chaplain and spiritual advisor, the victim's families, people assisting in the execution, and up to five people invited by the convicted person. But no press. Anti-death penalty activist Helen Prejean calls that a failure.
I mean, how else does the public even know? It's a semi-secret, private ritual. And not to have the media there, I think, is a huge failing.
The Department of Corrections told media to assemble in a limited space area near the prison without restroom access. It added in an email that no media briefings or interviews will be conducted. Instead, a single update is scheduled by email after the execution is completed. Nikki Kelly is editor-in-chief at the Indiana Capital Chronicle. She says she at least expected a Zoom call with the department.
I covered the Timothy McVeigh execution years ago, obviously, at the federal penitentiary, and that was all set up. They just really don't seem to want to provide any information to the public.
Indiana is one of only two states to bar press from executions. The other is Wyoming, which hasn't had an execution in over 30 years. It's been 15 years since Indiana put its last prisoner to death, Matthew Wrinkles. Deputy Public Defender Joanna Green represented Wrinkles in 2009, and now she's working on Corcoran's appeals.
Well, the state wasn't able to obtain drugs to carry out lethal injection for that period of time.
There's a lot that can go wrong during an execution, and Green says that's why it's important to have independent media witnesses.
Nationally, we have had botched executions, and there should be an objective person there to report to the public on what has happened during an execution.
Indiana used a three-drug cocktail to kill Wrinkles, but the difficulty of obtaining those legally made it opt for a single drug this time.
This is the first time we're using pentobarbital, so we're kind of unclear what to expect in terms of what, you know, the person being put to death will go through.
The anti-seizure medication pentobarbital, used for federal executions in Terre Haute, is slower acting and has been linked to a condition that causes the lungs to fill with blood. Media witnesses in Terre Haute reported that Alfred Bourgeois took almost half an hour to die in 2020. Citing a 2017 secrecy law, Governor Holcomb declined to share where the state purchased the drug. Democratic State Senator Shelley Yoder thinks the execution should be halted if there's no neutral observer.
If they're not allowed to be in the room to let the public know what is happening, you have to ask, should we be doing it at all?
Yoder isn't the first state lawmaker to object. Republican State Representative Bob Morris asked Governor Holcomb to stay Corcoran's execution and filed a bill to abolish the death penalty. Democratic Representative Matt Pierce opposes capital punishment, but says it should be done transparently, if at all.
If the state is going to execute people in the name of the people, then the people should be able to see what the state is doing.
Indiana's execution witness law is explicit on who can attend. Unless the legislature amends that law, it's not clear there's much reporters or even the governor can do. But Kelly says the state should be transparent when it can.
To be honest, you know, this entire situation, since it came up in the summer that we were going to resume executions, has been just a closed process. The Department of Correction has refused to release basic information.
Corcoran's execution is scheduled before sunrise next Wednesday. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.